Tom Withers, Associated Press. James, Mike, good to see you guys. Have you always wanted to play with Kevin Love?
James, you got that one.
He asked you the question.
actually, for both of you guys, you wouldn't be here if LeBron hadn't decided to come back. And can you just talk about, you know, first of all, you've won two NBA titles with him and what it would mean to help him win a third one, you know, for his hometown area?
For me, it's a collection of both. You know, obviously LeBron James is the greatest player on the planet right now, so that makes things easy. But it also had a combination of what this organization is about. And I think that's why you see LeBron making this decision to come back here and what it would mean to the city if we could do that. You know, it's a hard-working city, and to win a championship, it takes a lot of hard work. It's one of the hardest things you'll ever do. So, you know, I was able to be a part, and James was able to be a part of an unbelievable ride in Miami. And for us to have a second chance at that here in Cleveland is a blessing, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Sam Amico, Fox Sports. Either one of you guys can answer this because you've both been in this situation. But how valuable do you think having that experience in the playoffs and the finals, and kind of bringing that to what really is a young core with Kyrie Irving and Dion Waiters and those guys? How much will you be able to pass along of that?
Well, that experience is a prerequisite for success, for extending success in this league. And when you talk about winning championships, it's an inexact science, but the components that are required are consistent. You need youth, you need athleticism, you need basketball IQ, you need chemistry, you need shooting skill, but more importantly, you need a culture of winning. And the only way to establish a culture of winning is to have winners. And myself and Mike, we've been blessed to have the opportunity to have this experience in Miami where we developed a championship caliber team, and we hope to bring that here. And when you mix that veteran leadership and experience with the bright future that these young players have, there's limitless potential. And as you get older, and as you continue to develop and hone your skill and get better at your craft and better at basketball, you realize that the only thing this game is about is winning. And you need every component to do that. And we just hope to be two pieces of that puzzle.
Kenny Rhoda, Sports Time Ohio. For both you guys, is it championship or bust this year? Is that the way you're approaching this season?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, obviously our goal is to win a championship. You know, one thing that we can take, and James really made point of in the last question, one thing that we can take is we've been through the experience. You know, it's going to be crazy here next year. We understand that. It was crazy when we went to Miami. And I think if you look back at what we did that first year, it was incredible. Because when you bring teams and you bring a group of people, new faces together like that, it's difficult. And we went to the finals, but our whole mindset was championship or bust. And it made it to where basketball wasn't nearly as fun as it should be. And so for us, our goal is to win a championship, there's no doubt about it, but we also understand how hard it is to win one. So, you know, this is our mindset going in, and that's what it will always be.
We talk a lot about the process. You know, the end result is to win. But you enjoy the process, and that's where you build the chemistry, that's where you build the habits to sustain the success. So we're not here just to say go on a championship or bust run. We're here to win a championship, but we also understand through experience that it's a lot tougher than it looks, but it's so enjoyable when you get there.
Hi, guys. John Telich, Fox 8. Welcome to Cleveland. Mike, this is for you. You came back from having difficult issues the year before, and then last year answered the bell for all the games. How tough was that for you to get yourself to the point where you could be able to answer the bell, and what work went into that? And then number two, there was an Instagram picture of you and LeBron after working out yesterday at St. V. Looks like he's dropped some weight. Can you talk a little bit about that, how much he's lost, that type of thing?
Well, the first question, obviously, for me, it was great to play all the games last year. It was great to be healthy, and I pretty much was healthy the year before in Miami, but with the talent we had, we could use me in reserve roles, but it was just a lot of work goes into it. A lot of work goes in for every one of these players that go out there. It's a grueling season, and you know, for me to be healthy again was great. The second part LeBron looks great. You know, he has lost a little bit of weight, but he's healthy, and that's probably a good thing. You know, for him, he's going to put it back on when the season comes. But for him right now, just getting in that shape and getting ready for the season just shows his commitment level, and he looked great. It was fun.
Tom Withers again, AP. Mike, obviously you know LeBron well. You've seen the drive. How much more driven is he even now than he was in Miami?
I think obviously more. I think his passion for wanting to bring a championship back here to Cleveland drives him more than anything, which you know, is one of the reasons why me and James are sitting up here and we're all excited to be here, obviously. But that's one of the reasons, you know, because he's driven to do that, and that's exciting. And you know, for as much as he's given us, you know, for us to be a part of this, hopefully, and help him do what he wants to do, it'll be awesome. But he's always driven, you know, and he'll always continue to be better. But that's just a commitment, shows how committed he is to winning championships, and I don't think that'll ever go away.
Josh Weir from the Cant Repository. James, can you kind of talk about how much you guys missed Mike last year in Miami, and what he meant to you guys?
Easy.
I didn't miss him at all. I mean, it was bittersweet. You know, Mike finally had an opportunity to go somewhere where he had a chance to play. In Miami, it was difficult. We had a Hall of Fame caliber team, and the opportunities were few and far between. But our goal was to win, and our goal was to win championships, and we did that. And so I'm excited to be back with him. You know, it was more than just a teammate. You know, he's family. We're brothers. Our families are our family. And that's the only way you can really lay it on the line and commit to doing the hard things that are necessary to win, is that you really have to genuinely love the people you work with and love the people you work for. And so this is a great environment for us and for our families, because that's what's most important to us. And we found through our experience in Miami and our tenure here in the league, that when you put those things at the top of your list, being with great people, people of high character, high integrity, committed to a common goal, who have the ultimate respect for each other, that you can do special things. And that's what makes this opportunity so enticing.
Joe Gabriel, Cavs.com. Welcome to Cleveland, guys. You'll be coming here with a coach who has never coached in the NBA before. Have you met Coach Blatt, or what have you heard about him?
I've met him, and seems unbelievably awesome. I've actually watched a little bit of the way he likes to play and his style. I think it fits both me and James.
It fits me.
Yeah. I think it fits what we do. You know, so we're excited about it. I think, you know, for me and James, the coaching has never been a real issue. You know, we're going to fit in where we have to. We understand we've been through almost every scenario in this league, so there's nothing we haven't seen. So we're excited to get with Coach Blatt and to start this thing up.
Kenny Rota, Sports Time Ohio. David, for you, two more pieces. You talked about this being a monumental offseason for the Cavaliers. It's shaping up that way, but as the roster as it's constituted right now, is it a complete roster, or should we expect more monumental things to come in the near future?
It's funny, when I said monumental, it was a complete slip up, and now I'm really grateful that I said it. I look like a visionary. So I really feel like what we're trying to do is to continue to add pieces that address all those things we talked about before. So anything that we do moving forward will be about those same big rocks. It'll be about those same things. You know, James talked about how important it is to try to win with the right kind of people. We're going to continue to surround ourselves with those types of people. But I don't know at any point that we're going to say we're done or that the roster is complete. You're always trying to get better, and everybody's always looking for an edge. So we're happy with where we are, and we're going to continue to try to build towards a more complete roster if there is such a thing.
Has this season pretty much gone better? Off-season, I should say, gone better than expected for your first year as a general manager?
I don't know if you can have 6 months like we've had, but it's been special. It really has. And it's been, obviously, when you get enough people who, as James said, are like-minded and are about the right things, good things can happen. And we've been really blessed to be surrounded by great people, great staff, great ownership that have brought some special things together. And obviously, having LeBron in the fold is the best recruiter you could possibly have. So when we ask to reach out to somebody, guys like this are more than willing to listen. And obviously James and I knew each other well before as well, so it's something that's a special relationship, and I think we're all like-minded and dedicated to the same goal, which makes things easy. We know who we are. So
Guys, Fred McLeod, Fox Sports Ohio, welcome to town. Can you quantify, you know, to the average fan, what it's like to get open looks on the three-point line with LeBron drawing the attention and Kyrie Irving as well, and Dion Waiters, but the beauty of that?
I mean, I think it's symbiotic relationship. I think those guys tend to really appreciate what we do, being knockdown shooters. That gives them space, and whenever you have players as dynamic as they are, an extra 6 inches can mean the difference between an uncontested layup or, you know, a defensive rotation on the weak side. So it's great. I mean, I relish the opportunity to play with LeBron once again and the chance to play with Kyrie, because as a shooter, that's what you want. You want good looks. Sometimes the looks can be too open, where it kind of gives you too much time to think, but we'll live with those problems.
Mike Schneider, WTAM, for both Mike and James. Over the years, Cleveland's been a road stop for you. What have been your thoughts about Cleveland over the years, your perception of the city, the arena, all of that coming in?
Well, coming in, you don't know anything about the city, really. You know about their fans and their passion. You can even feel it. You know, obviously, the first go-around with LeBron, it was electric in the building every night. But you still feel the passion even without LeBron, and that's what excites me. You know, I think, you know, we understand the history here and what's going on and what needs and what we expect and hope to get done. But that's what makes it fun about coming here. You know, you take guys like me and James and understand what we've had to do to get to where we're at, and then you understand where the fans and how appreciative they are to what they have, and you put this out there. I think the products can be a lot of fun, but the fans are what make it, and so the city of Cleveland's gonna be a lot of fun this year.
For me, one word: cold. I was born and raised in Miami, and so this is a change for me, but it says a lot. You know, to come to the games, you know, when we do during the season, to see the fans. They go and they navigate that cold weather, the snow, and they're there in droves. So that's what I'm most excited about, is the opportunity to engage with a fan base that I know is passionate, that's energized, and that really just wants to support their team and propel their team to victory. So I'm appreciative for the opportunity, and I look forward to it.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, and the Plain Dealer. James, for you, you mentioned relationships, how important those are. Ray Allen is a guy that you played with last year. He's got a decision to make. Have you talked to him at all? Are you planning on recruiting him to Cleveland?
I've spoken to Ray about life, about family. I just recently spent some time with him up in Connecticut with his charity weekend, golf tournament, and basketball camp. But we've talked about those things that are important to us, which are our family, our legacies, and our careers. And so he has a decision to make. But at the end of the day, like every one of my teammates, every one of my brothers, I always try to give them the support in whatever that decision is. Of course, we'd love to have Ray play and continue to play with us. And hopefully he makes that decision that's best for him. And hopefully it's a decision to continue to play. But as far as where he goes and what he's thinking, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure he knows that the guys that are up here in front and LeBron, we would love for him to play with us.